Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just come into your presence with thanksgiving this morning. We thank you for what you've done already on Bible Storyland. So, Father, we just welcome your presence. We welcome you. We honor you. We thank you that you are the King of glory. No God greater. No God holier. You are our shepherd. Oh, you are a great shepherd, oh God. You are a master teacher, oh God. Oh, Father, we sit at your feet in the classroom that you have, that you are downloading wisdom, that you are downloading knowledge. You are downloading understanding in us, oh God. You're removing everything from us that's not like you. Oh, God, you are great. You are holy. You are righteous King. No God greater. No God holier than you. You are mighty God. You are an awesome King. You are Jehovah Jireh. Oh, you are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah El Elyon. You are Jehovah Elohim. You are Jehovah Shalom. What a mighty God we serve. You are the I Am. Oh, God, you are everything that we need. You are our provider, Jehovah Jireh. You are our banner, Jehovah Nisi. Oh, you are righteous God. You are Jehovah Sikkenu. What a great God you are. What a mighty God you are. What a holy God you are. Be high and lifted up, our King. We honor you this morning. We bow before your holy presence. We exalt you. We honor you. We bless you today, oh God. You are holy God. You are righteous God. You are mighty God. Oh, Father, even though you are on the throne, you are holy. Even though you are on the throne, you are holy. Even though you are in the earth realm, you are holy. No God holy, and you're requiring holiness of us today, oh God, like never before. Oh, we praise you this morning. We just come to bless your name. We come to honor you. We come to lift up the King of Kings, the Lord of glory, the Lord Most High. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, we just thank you that you are with us. We plead the blood of Jesus over Bible Storyland this morning, oh God. Every person online, we just thank you for who you've sent and who you're going to send. Oh, you are great God, oh God. Oh, bless your people like never before, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, we thank you that through Jesus, oh God, let us possess the gates of our enemies, oh God. Establish the gates of praise in our lives, oh God. Oh, Father God, we release battering rams against the gates of hell in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning for what you've done. Oh, God, the gates of hell cannot prevail against us because of you. Oh, God, you are mighty, you are holy, and you keep us in the palm of your almighty hand. Let the gates of our lives and city be open unto the King of glory. You are the King of glory. Come in, O King of glory. Oh, Father God, rule and reign on Bible Storyland this morning. Have your way. Open to us the gates of righteousness that we may enter in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning for what you've done and what you're doing. Strengthen the bars of our gates, oh God. Break the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron, oh God. You are mighty. You are holy God. You are righteous God. No God like you, oh God, fill us up with you, more of you, more of you, more of you, oh God. Oh, Father God, open before us the gate that we may go in and receive the treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places, oh God. Oh, Father God, we rebuke the enemy in the gates, oh God. Let all the gates of our lives and our city be repaired through the Holy Spirit, oh God, in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you this morning. Let the valley gate be repaired, oh God. Let the gate of the fountain representing the Holy Spirit be repaired, oh God. Let the sheep gate representing the apostolic be repaired, oh God. Let the fish gate that represents evangelism be repaired, oh God. Let the old gate representing the moves of the past be repaired, oh God. Let the dung gate representing deliverance be repaired, oh God. Let the water gate representing the preaching and the teaching be repaired, O God. O God, let the east gate representing the glory be repaired, O God. Let the waters overflow. Let the waters flow. Let the waters flow. Let the waters flow through the utter gate into our lives, past our ankles, past our loins, past our neck, oh God. May make our gates of carbuncles, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, let our gates be open continually to receive blessings, oh God. We command the north gate, the south gate, the east gate, and the west gate in our city to be open to the King of Glory. Come in, O King of Glory, into every one of our cities, throughout our nation, throughout the world, in Jesus' name. We rebuke all the enemies that would stand at the gate and try to stop us from, try to stop salvation from entering in. We call for salvation in our nation, in the world, in Jesus' name. We pray for the apostolic gatekeepers of our city to arise and take their place. Let the gates of our lives in the city be shut to uncleanliness, witchcraft, drugs, perversion, wickedness. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the gateway cities in our nation to become gateways of righteousness and not iniquity. Lord, raise up Bethel churches that will be the gates of heaven, O God. Lord, raise up apostolic gate churches that will usher presence and revelation into our regions. We bless you, O Most High. We call you the King of Glory. Oh, come in, O God. Oh, have your way in us and in our families like never before. We come to praise your name. We come to honor you. We bless you, O God. You are King. And, Lord, we thank you today for what you've done for each one of us on Bible Storyland, even our neighbors, our neighborhood, our cities. Oh, Lord God, you've been moving mightily by your Spirit, oh God. You are holy, you are righteous, you are faithful, and you are loyal to us. So we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We praise you this morning. Father God, as we lift up the children this morning on Children's Day, oh God, we ask you to protect our children like never before. Protect the mothers and the fathers of the children, oh God. And Father God, I thank you for removing every wayward way from our children. Oh, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over the children. We say they will go the way of holiness. We claim every child in our nation to give you glory, give you praise, give you honor, oh God. We just bless your holy name, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is Children's Day. And we are honoring God like never before for the children.
Children of the world, he loves us, the little children.
Hallelujah. 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 Well, we thank God for parents who are training them up in the way that they should go. With the five-year-old child praying, and you know what? I just thank the Lord for his parents. I don't know who the child is or who his parents are, but I thank God for them training that child up in the way that he should go. And I decree and declare we'll train ours up in the way they should go. They'll be praying greater prayers even than this child prays. They'll be able to rebuke the devil. They'll be able to call forth the name of the Lord. They'll serve God all the days of their lives. They'll be faithful. They'll hear the voice of God. So like I said, today is Children's Day, and we are honored. You know, the Lord said, Jesus himself said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, children are precious to Jesus, and they're precious to us. So we're thanking God for what he's doing in our children on a daily basis. I thank God. You know, we got to bend the knee for the children on a daily basis. Many children are getting slaughtered and killed, and in some families it's more than one. There was a mother recently, the last month or two. She lost one year and one the next year. We got to bend the knee and ask God to have mercy. We got to call on the name of the Most High God. We got to cry out for our children. We got to weep. We got to wail for our children. They are in fear. And so much happening. They don't know if they'll be next. So we got to keep praying for our children. And, you know, the word of God is holy. The word of God said that children are to honor their father and their mother as the Lord thy God commanded them, that their days may be prolonged and that it may be well in the land with the Lord. And, you know, some children are rebellious. And guess what? It's not all their fault. We are sparing the rod. We're spoiling the children. We're allowing them to be rebellious. We're allowing them to be taken out. So we got to stop rebellion, you know, as soon as they come out the womb. They'll try to rule you in the womb, out the womb. As soon as they come out, they'll try to rule you. But you got to not spare the rod, spoil the child. The Lord said if you beat them with a rod, it won't kill them. Psalms 27, when thy father and thy mother forsake thee, the Lord will take thee up. So you know what? We got to honor God like never before. Well, this morning, we're going to honor God with a song from our sister in the Lord, Minister Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am blessed.
Amen. What are you going to sing this morning on Children's Day?
Well, since it's Children's Day, I'll do Yes, Jesus Loves Me.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I
To him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible, yes, the Bible, for the Bible tells me so.
Amen, amen. Jesus does love us, and he loves the children. He favors them. So I thank God for Jesus. He's awesome. He's mighty. He's a great God. Thank God for Jesus this morning. Well, we lift up the name of Jesus on Bible Storyland. You know, some of you have heard this before. It's written by a 15-year-old kid. Before I read this poem, we're going to call Minister Donna's cousin, Jackie Travis, to sing for us. Good morning, Jackie. Jackie, you there?
I'm brushing my teeth.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm going to have to hold on.
Okay.
Getting ready for church. I mean, getting ready for church. Getting ready for work.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for being on. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for Sister Jackie and her family and every family on here this morning. You know, we're lifting up the name of Jesus. He is the one who we honor and adore. So I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God. Well, I'm going to go ahead and read this. And Jackie, as soon as you finish, you can start the song. Hallelujah. Well, this is a 15-year-old school student who wrote, it's called Since the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer are not allowed in most public schools anymore because the Word of God is mentioned. A kid in Arizona wrote the attached school prayer. It's called a new school prayer. New Pledge of Allegiance. Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now, our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's a freedom thing. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our nose, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible, to quote the good book, makes us liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy, our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth control, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess, when chaos reigns, the school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make, should I be shot, my soul to take. Amen. So that's a prayer by a 15-year-old. I've had this a few years, so I know that 15-year-old is probably grown by now. But I pray a hedge of protection. I pray that, you know, prayer and righteousness would come back into America, would just sweep through our land and stay in our land, because, you know, it's so much bloodshed in our land because of unrighteousness. So we praying against unrighteousness in the land. All right, Sister Jackie, you ready?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right, we ready. What you going to sing this morning?
Glory, 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 hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Lord, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Friends, don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burden down. My friends, don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burden down. Lord, I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord, since I laid my burdens down. Lord, burdens down, Lord. Burdens down, Lord, since I laid my burdens down. Because every round goes higher and higher since I laid my burdens down. Lord, every round goes higher and higher since I laid my burdens down. Amen.
Amen, amen. Jesus loves us, and we're laying the burdens down, the burdens of our children. We're laying them down like never before. We're casting them on the Lord because he is their creator as well. So I thank the Lord for what he's doing in our children, for our children. We are asking the Lord to bless our children like never before. You know, he's Lord. He's God. He knows everything that goes on in the earth. He knows everything, nothing secret. He knows it before they're going to happen. But we got to call on him because the devil runs rampant upon the earth. And it's the prayers of the righteous that avail much that stop the enemy from going forth. So we got to cry out for our children. Cry out for their fathers. Cry out for their mothers. Well, I thank God this morning. We have Sister Karen Attell from Houston, Texas. And I tell you what, she's gifted with playing music. Oh, I thank God. Sister Karen, good morning again.
How are you this morning, Miss Carita?
Oh, you know I'm blessed. Favorite of the Lord, he woke me up. What can I say? He woke me up. I'm thankful. What you going to sing this morning? I mean, what you going to play this morning, Karen?
Well, you can ask me to sing if you want me to clear the room out, or I'll continue to play, and I will do the B-I-B-L-E.
All right, B-I-B-L-E. Good job.
Thank you.
B-I-B-L-E. So we've had Jesus loves the children. He loves us. Glory, hallelujah. And we're laying the burdens of our cares of our children upon the Lord. And we had the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. You know, we got to teach our children the word of God. We got to teach them the word that's in the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. So they'll know who Jesus is. So they will love Jesus with all their heart, soul, and strength. So they will obey us and the Lord. So they will obey us, the Lord first, and us. But we got to teach them to do that, how to obey. All right. Well, we have Minister Stacy Holman on and the children, the girls, Bianca and Jabria this morning. They're going to sing songs of praise. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. Blessed the Lord. How are you?
All right. We are blessed and highly favored this morning. Thanking God for you.
Thank God for you.
Where are my girls?
Come on. They coming.
We're in the midst of it. They coming.
Amen, amen.
What's going on this morning for Victorious Women? Come on.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're going to sing. Yeah, this morning. You want to sing your song? You want me to sing one song or two songs?
You can sing two. You know my favorite.
Okay, we're going to sing your favorite first.
Yeah, let my girl sing it, and then you sing with them the other one. How's that?
Okay, go ahead.
Do you love Jesus without in your heart? Do you love Jesus without in your heart? I've caught it by deep down, way down in your heart. I've caught it by deep down, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep down, way down in your heart. Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. Do you love Jesus way down in my heart? I'm talking about deep down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep down, way down in my heart. Deep down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep down, way down in your heart.
Amen. Hey, Jabria and Bianca, how y'all doing?
Good.
How was your school this week? How was school?
Good.
It was good? Good. Y'all listen to your teachers?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. All right. Y'all make those straight A's now.
Yes, ma'am.
Love y'all. What y'all going to sing with your mama?
Okay. She going to sing my mama.
I guess I'll sing
Hello?
Okay. I guess I sing Lord, You Awesome.
Okay.
Oh.
Lord, You Are Awesome. Sing it again, Lord, You Are Awesome. Yeah. Lord, You Are Awesome. Sing it again, Lord, You Are Awesome. If it wasn't for Your love, if it wasn't for Your grace, I don't know where I'd be without You. If it wasn't for Your love, if it wasn't for Your grace, I don't know where I'd be without You. Lord, You Are Awesome. Sing it again, Lord, You Are Awesome.
yeah, Lord, you are awesome. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, you are awesome. You are awesome, you are awesome. You are awesome, you are awesome, you are awesome. You are awesome, you are awesome. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. I don't know where I'd be without you. Hallelujah. I don't know where I'd be without you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Well, you have a great time at the prayer breakfast for the women. We thank God for you and the girls. Oh, that was awesome. Two awesome songs. I just love the way those girls sing. You have taught them such a great thing. So I thank God for you training them up in the way they should go. So I thank God for, do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I ain't talk about surface love. You know, with our lips, we talk about that deep down love with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Lord, you are awesome. We got to teach the children how awesome the God that we serve, how he wake us up every day, how he created us in his image, how he protect us, how he provide for us. We got to teach the children. Yeah, we do. We got to continually teach them about the great God that we serve. Well, we got Miss Ludell on with us this morning from Athens,
yes,
Georgia. Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Yes, how you all doing?
Oh, we're blessed and highly favored of you. You going to sing a song for the on Children's Day this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I'll sing Try Jesus. I don't think it would be no better. Combined with the song that already been sung. So I'm going to try my same song, Try Jesus.
Amen.
Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. I am trying, man. He's all right in the morning. He's all right in the morning. He's all right in the morning. He's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right in your home hall. He's all right in your home, ma. He's all right in your home, ma. He's all right. I done tried him, and he's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right, oh yes, yeah, I done tried him, man. He's all right.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Ludell. Ms. Ludell is our youngest member. She's 92-plus years old. She done tried Jesus for 92-plus years over and over.
Yes,
she found him faithful. She knows he's a faithful, faithful God. He has carried her all from... Oh, my God, a mighty long way. So
mighty
she's
long
tried Jesus, and she's recommended that we try Jesus.
Try.
Loyal to her.
Yes,
amen,
ma'am.
Amen. Well, we are
amen.
Moving right along this morning. We thank God. You know, the Lord gave the word. Psalm 68:11, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of them that published it. Our guest speaker today is from Jacksonville, Florida. Our family had a family reunion this summer at the church where he worships, Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church. I got there kind of early that morning. And when I got there, I thank God that I was led to go into his Sunday school class. He was teaching the adult class. And I said, my God, this man is full of wisdom. He's a young man. I don't know what his age is, but he's young. So I thank God that we got young people like Minister Kenneth DeVoe. And you know what? He was teaching a Sunday school class, and then after Sunday school, I went outside and I came back, and then the service started. You know, the praise and the worship, the praises of the Lord. I mean, it was an awesome service that morning. I was so blessed to be there. And I was amazed at his teaching. Not only did he teach Sunday school now, but he also taught the word that morning. He brought forth the word of God with might and power. He ministered to the people that morning. So I thank God for what, for allowing me to meet a great young man that's, you know, on the side of the Lord, who's bringing forth the word. So I thank God for Minister DeVoe. He also teaches in the public schools in Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Pastor DeVoe again. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sister G. How are you?
I'm doing great. We are honored to have you with us this morning.
Hey, it's a blessing to be here.
Amen. Well, we're ready to hear the word of God that God gave you for Children's Day.
Amen. What I'd like to do then is first put a word to the Lord and ask that Father in heaven, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, and my actions be acceptable in your sight and according to your will. I pray, Father, that the word received, that it be all of you and not of us. And, Father, we pray that we be able to take in the word and use it in the manner that you see fit. And we just thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Please, Father, give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment, and most of all, favor with you and with each other. In Jesus' name. As we think about dealing with children and living with children, we know that God has given us children as a gift, but all children belong to him. And as we speak to the children, one of the things that I always remember is this, and I keep in mind, is that as children, we all belong to God, and we are the future. Our children is our future. And when God tells us to train up our children that they get on track and they will not depart, he wants them trained in every area of life. And he wants them to understand who they are. And so I say to the children, you have to remember that God chose you, each and every one of you, by name. God knows everything about you. God knows his plans for you. And as he told Jeremiah, he says he has plans for good and not for evil. And God says that he knows the expected outcome. And because God knows the expected outcome, everything is good. Thinking back in the book of Genesis, in the beginning when God said that as he spoke the word, he made the world. And as he formed the world, God stepped back. He took a look at everything. And God paused and said, it is good.
It is good, Jonah.
Amen. So as God looked at us, God said the same thing. It is good. As God knows all of us, it's good. He makes no mistake. So no matter what we're going through, God already knows. God already has a plan. Everything is designed to make us good for his blessing, for his purpose. We're not here for our purpose. We're here to do God's will. And it doesn't matter what we do or how we do it. When we do what our parents want us to do, it is good, and we're doing it for the glory of God. When we study, when we do our chores, whatever we're told to do, we do it all for God. And he's there to help us to get it done. And because God is there to help us to get it done, it's a blessing. And sometimes things seem to be pretty hard, but God is always with us. David, the king, the man after God's own heart, learned that from a child. And as a child, he knew that God was his leader, and he called God his shepherd. And he knew that with God, everything he wanted would be given to him. And God has that same blessing for us. The key for us to remember, the most important thing, is that we want what God wants us to have according to God's will, according to what God wants. Because as we do, God gives us all those things, and it's a blessing to us. And as long as we remember God, because Jesus said he is with us always, not some of the time, not half the time, but Jesus said he's with us always, even to the end of the world. So no matter where we go, no matter what we do, whether we're in the classroom, at home, in our rooms, whether we're asleep or in a car, God is with us even to the end of the age. But not only that, he's watching us and he hears every single word that we say. And one of the things we have to remember is this. When we fall down, all we need to do is tell God that we're sorry, ask God to forgive us, believe that he's forgiven us, believe that he is our shepherd, he is our leader, and get up and walk all over again. Just as we learned to walk when we were little toddlers, God allowed us to get back up, and as we continued to walk, we got stronger. And as we do that, we just have to remember that God loves us. He put people in our lives that love us, and he wants us to love each other and everyone. But most of all, God wants us to love him. Amen?
Amen. Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for that word. Awesome word. I tell you, he's a young man with a powerful word. He brought the word in simplicity. Even a child could understand what he was saying. So I thank God. You know, he told us about the gift that God gave us, our children. We were gifts to our parents, and our children are gifts to us. And we have to value. You know, when God gives you a gift, you should value that gift, that it came from God. You know, when our parents give us gifts, we're excited about it. But when God gives us a gift, we should be exuberantly excited. Oh, we should just be thanking him and praising him. Because you know what? He gives us the gift of life. You know, as the minister was saying, that, you know, God shows us by name. Jeremiah 29:11, he says, he knows the plan that he has for us. Good plan to bring us to our
confidence.
Everything that God gives us is good. Good. He don't give his children bad gifts. He give us good gifts. You know, we have to be careful about the gifts we give our children. Be careful about the gifts we give our, and be careful about giving them too much stuff.
Amen.
Love is the answer, not stuff. Don't work yourself to the bone saying, oh, but my child wants the iPad. Oh, but my child wants this. Oh, but my child wants a cell phone. Oh, but don't work yourself to the bone for that. Let your children earn those things. When they get 15 or 16, say, okay, you get a job. Here, this your job. Go get a job. And you buy it. That's what you want? You know, we got to be careful about spoiling our children. In my household, we had one meal for each time. One meal for breakfast was cooked. If you didn't like it, you just went starving. One meal for lunch, one meal for supper. We cannot spoil our children. We got to tell them this is what we're having, and you're not having anything. I'm not fixing five meals. One for John, one for Sally, one for Mary, one for Tom, one for Susie. No, one meal.
And
appreciate the fact that the food is before you. We got to learn to teach our children appreciation. You know, they like the children of Israel because we allow it. We allow them to grumble. I don't like this. I don't want. Cut it out. Don't allow your children to mumble and grumble. Don't allow your children to moan. I don't want this. You know, they don't appreciate. They first got to appreciate you before they can learn to appreciate God, the Creator. You represent God to them, so you got to teach them what thus saith the Lord. You represent righteousness to them, so you got to teach them right living. If they stealing something from your purse, don't laugh at it. Don't think it's funny. It's not. They are becoming criminals. No. Train them up in the way that they should go. Don't allow them to do that. Don't allow them to go the way of the enemy. Teach them the right way. You know the right way. So teach them the right way. Make corrections in your children. God said, who can know their errors? You know, we're children, too. We can be corrected as adults. Sometimes we get off the path, and we can take correction. So I thank God for that word that Minister DeVoe brought. He said this is the key, is to want what God wants for our lives. He has great plans. And you know what? His perfect will. Oh, he'll give us his permissive will. He said, okay, you want to go do that today? It's not good for you to go do it. But if that's what you want, go ahead. He knows destruction lies in certain places. And he'll warn you, but if you decide to go against his perfect will, go ahead. But, you know, I don't know about you, but I want his perfect will. If the Lord said, don't go do that, I want that. I want to be his obedient servant. Obedience is the key. So you know what? It is testimony time. Anybody got a testimony this morning? Testimony. Press 1 if you haven't already. Press 1 and bring forth that testimony.
I have one, Miss Carita, if someone else does not.
Well, you go ahead. If somebody else does, then you too. Go ahead, Karen.
I am going to talk to one of the guys on the board of the Emmaus Committee.
Okay.
And see about forming a fourth-day reunion group on my chat line for us various members of Crescillo, Emmaus, all of the different walks that are under that umbrella.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for the Emmaus group. We're thanking God for you, Sister Karen. She comes on from Houston, Texas on a weekly basis. And I thank God for the you know, he gives her vision. You know, she is impaired in her sight, but God has given her fingers to play the music, and he just pours it in her, and she just plays songs of praise unto the Lord. So I thank God for you, Sister Karen. Let's see. Someone else, press 1. Good morning, Sister Pat. Is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Sister Pat from Gainesville, Florida. She got a testimony this morning.
Yes, ma'am, I do. Good morning, Bible Story Land. And I had a phone bill that's coming up, and I didn't have the money. So the Lord provided the money so I can go pay my phone bill and I don't be shut off from communicating. So I just thank the Lord for how he provides for me.
Amen. Yes, he is a great provider. And I tell you, I know Miss Lou Dell got a testimony because for 92-plus years, he's kept her in the hollow of his hand. What you say, Miss Lou Dell from Applin, Georgia?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a testimony for not only for this past year, 2-3, but for 92 years, you know, how he brought me and how he kept me through so many things that I didn't think I would make it through. But by his grace and his mercy, you know, he still brought me. And as this minister said, you know, when you're down sometimes, you feel like, how am I going to get up? But you got to look to the hills where everything come from. And by doing that, you will get up and you will move forward. I know that for the last 92 years. I've always been a believer. And now, since I'm so young, I'm really a believer now. And I just thank God for all he's done for me, my family, and my friends. And I like to ask prayer when you pray for this young guy that did something here in Columbia County. He's back in Jacksonville now. I don't know whether you heard the news or not, but he killed somebody here not very far from me, but he's back in Jacksonville. So I still ask prayer for his family, you know. He lived down there, so that's my testimony that you were. Yeah, but think about it, even if you heard it. If you hadn't heard it, it is true.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. Okay, we'll lift that up at prayer time. We thank God for you. Thank God for keeping you for 92-plus years. All right,
yes,
someone else press 1 here. They have a testimony. That is my precious spiritual daughter. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister G and everyone. I just want to thank God for being on the line this morning. This week I had been having challenges in my body, And I thought I was late this morning getting on. I wasn't on exactly at 9, but 9:10 I was on it, and I found out, well, I'm right in the beginning. I didn't miss the meet. I got the music, you know, and then I got to hear the testimony. So I just thank God for being on. But as I begin to listen to the music, the praise, the little girls, everything that was going forth and even down to meet the challenges that I had in my body that I noticed they begin to go, I begin to lift my head up and notice I was, you know, kind of walking around the house and not feeling dizzy and all these other things. Well, God, I thank God for that, because I went to bed with this on my mind. I have to get up in the morning and be on the line. And because of the challenges I was having during the night with this dizziness, I almost didn't make it on the line. So I thank God for allowing me to be on the line and hear the word this morning and just pray my
Amen. That's my daughter.
Amen.
Latrina Bell, thank you, my daughter. I appreciate you. That's my spiritual daughter. She my prayer partner. She the one who keep me lifted up. And I thank God. She's a powerful prayer warrior. And so is her husband. I thank God for them and their children and grandchildren. She has been a blessing in my life since the day I met her. So I thank God for her. Thank you, Sister Bell. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank God, for
bless.
The healer, being healing, the healer. All right, moving right along. You know what? I thank God that he saves us. You know what? God could have put us here on the earth and let us be devoured by the enemy. But because of his mercy and his grace, he had a plan. Like Minister DeVoe said, you know, God got a plan for us. Yes, he does. Jeremiah 29 tells us he has a great plan, a good plan for all of his children. He's no respecter of persons. He loves us. And I thank God for the great plan that he has. So, you know, it's salvation time. Anybody who's not saved on the line, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. And you know what? I thank God. You know, he ain't tell us to go to the pool of Siloam and dip in, but he may. He ain't tell us to do, you know, go stand on your head and twirl around. He just said, if you confess me with your mouth and say that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that I raised Jesus on the third day, you will be saved. Now, how simple is that? Salvation is very simple. And you know what? Some people don't believe in simplicity. Oh, no, you got to do more than that. And some people think it's too much. Oh, that's what I got. Oh, no, uh-uh. But I thank God for salvation. I thank God for salvation. And you know what? Backsliding is out. Christ could come today. Today's not over. He could come today. So, you know, we got to stay out of backslidden conditions. We got to run into the presence of the Lord. You know what David said in Psalm 42? He says, like a deer that panteth after the water brook, my soul pants for thee, O God. So let our souls pant for God, thirst for God, hunger for God. You know what? We always have so much to do. But ahead of what we got to do, let's put it on hold and let's run into the presence of the Lord and say, Lord, I thirst for you. Lord, I hunger for you. Lord, I need you more than my necessary food. That's what Job said. He said, Lord, I desire the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. And, you know, necessary food, now that's when he probably done fasted for weeks and days, and, you know, he was hungry. So even more than that, he said, Lord, Father, I'm hungry, but I want the word of your mouth more than my necessary food. Now that's a lot. That's a lot when you want God that much. Oh, yeah. Job had something. You know what? And sometimes, you know what, God said, have you considered my servant Job? Right. Has God said about you to the devil, have you considered my servant? Mm-hmm. Have you considered my servant?
Mm-hmm.
Put your name in there, where Job's name was. Have you considered my servant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know what, I thank God for Children's Day. You know, this is a poem that I heard some time ago. And I looked it up on the computer a few months ago, and it says, if a child lives with, If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. This is he or she. If a child lives with hostility, he or she learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he or she learns to be apprehensive. They're not going to move forward. If a child lives with jealousy, he or she learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he or she learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he or she learns to be confident. If a child lives with praise, he or she learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with approval, he or she learns love. If a child lives with recognition, he or she learns to like himself or herself. If a child lives with honesty, he or she learns what truth is. If a child lives with fairness, he or she learns justice. If a child lives with security, he or she learns to trust in himself and others. If a child lives with friendliness, he or she learns the world is a nice place to live in. I thank God for each one of you coming on with us this morning. It is prayer time. So press 1 if you're not already on live and give your prayer request. To DeVoe, I'm going to ask you to take turns with me saying prayers for other people. So take notes or just listen to the request.
Amen.
Thank you.
Minister G, again, I'm asking prayer for my mom, Valerie Newsom, for my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins, and I do have a praise report. My husband had his annual checkup at Vanderbilt this week, and he was diagnosed with a pituitary gland tumor that was the size of a golf ball in 2007. When we went on Wednesday, the doctor didn't see any traces of that tumor. So we're praising God for that. And I praise God for my godly husband.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Donna. Anybody else? Prayer request. Prayer request.
I think I said a little bit earlier, but, you know, I ask prayer for myself and my family and my church members in hospital right now. I continue to ask prayer for them because some of them are not doing too well, so I ask prayer for them, please.
Amen. Okay, thank you, Ms. Liddell. Anybody else?
Yes, Sister G. Yes, Sister Bell. I want to pray for Kentria, for the unborn baby that she's carrying, and she's having the complications with the sugar and the high blood pressure.
Okay. Any more requests? Press 1 if you're not already on live with us. Press 1. Prayer request. Well, I'm asking for prayer for myself. I have a test coming up this Monday, and I'm asking the Lord to give me 100 on the test. Yes, Lord. So, anybody else? Prayer request. All right. People been prayed for. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Pastor DeVoe, if you would pray for Miss Liddell, and she also talked earlier about a young man who committed murder. So I ask you to pray for salvation for him and for, you know, his family, you know, what he's having to go through, they're having to go through. And she's asking for prayers for herself at 92 years young, for her family and her church members that are hospitalized. And then, let me see, I'm going to pray for Minister Donna Hawkins' request. I'm wondering if Brother David is on here this morning. I don't see him. I don't see his. But I saw his wife's number on here. Brother David, you on? Press 1. All right, he may have had something to do this morning. All right. And Pastor DeVoe, if you could also pray. I'll lift up Sister Bell's request for her daughter. And if you could pray for me for the test. So
amen.
Pray for Sister Ludell, and I'll pray for Minister Donna, and I'll pray for Sister Bell's daughter, and if you could pray for me, Minister DePope. All right. You want to start?
All right. Yes, I'll start. Father, first we come to you with thanksgiving. We come to you with praise. We come to you with all faith, all hope, and the love that you've given us. Right now, Lord, we just ask that you open up our minds and our hearts that we can receive the blessing that you have upon us. Father, you told us, ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Right now, Father, as we thank you for everything that you've done, that you're doing, and the things that you're going to do, we offer these petitions up in faith, hope, love, grace, and definitely your mercy, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, dear God, we just ask that you lift up Minister G. Father, mm-hmm. you know all of the plans that you have for her. You know all the things that are coming forth, not mm-hmm. only this moment, but this day and every day, Father. We ask
right.
that you keep her strong, that mm-hmm. the word go forth. Father, you know all the things that she stands in need of. And, Father, we just ask that you continue to lift her up and that you meet those needs according to your will, your riches and glory. Father, we know that there's just nothing too hard for you, and we thank you for that. We know that your word would not return void, and you told us to ask for anything in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and that it will be taken care of. And we thank you in advance for everything because we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you know all the details. You know the level that everything needs to be taken care of for Minister G, Father. And we thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the seeds that are planted by her. And we thank you for watering those seeds, Father. And we ask that you continue to take care of her, Father. Continue to take care of the ministry that you've put her in, Father. But also, Father, just take care of her in general and the things known and unknown. And we thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we ask that you lift up Sister Ludell. Father,
yes,
we thank you for the time on earth that you've given her because it is all a blessing, Lord. And we thank you for that, Father, because you said that you would make our days many as we continue to do your will, Father. We thank you for that, Father, because we know that there's a purpose for every one of us. And we thank you that she's putting forth that purpose, that she takes time out, Father, to remember those that are in need, especially for those that have no one to pray for them, those that may be condemned, Father. She has love, grace, and mercy, Father. She is definitely your child. She is our sister, Father. And we thank you for having her here to lift us up and to remind us of what we must do in life, Father, that we must love one another, and we must love our neighbors as ourselves. We thank you for her compassion. We thank you, Father, for her thoughts. We thank you for just everything that she brings forth, her wisdom, knowledge, her understanding, her discernment, her care. And, Father, as we lift up her care, Father, we ask prayers, and we ask for the salvation of the young man that committed murder. We ask that you teach him, you, Father, that you have grace and mercy on him, that you bless the families that are affected by what was done, Father. But most of all, Father, we ask for protection from the enemy, Lord, for not only the young man that committed murder, but also for everyone that is in the sound of my voice and everyone that is in all of our hearts and our minds, Father. We ask for your protection, Father, for you. We know that you're with us always and that you control everything. Father, please remember all of those that are sick and shut in. Remember them, Father, those that are in the hospital, Father. We know that you are the healer, Father, and we know that you've placed all the medical people there to be your vessel, to heal them, Father. But right now, we thank you in advance for the healing. We thank you in advance for all the equipment. We thank you in advance for all the people that you've placed there to take care of every ailment that they have. But, Father, help them to remember to call on you also to open up your book for healing. And, Father, we ask that you provide grace and mercy for those that are sick and shut in, for all the people that we're concerned with. Father, help them to remember that you're there. Let the word of God come alive, not only in them, but in all of us, Father, as we go through and doing everything that needs to be done. Father, remember all of the church family, the church members. There's so many, Father, that are standing in the need of prayer right now, Father. And thank you, Father, that you know what they stand in need of. And, Father, we thank you in advance for taking care of it, Father. And, Father, we just ask that as we go through not only this moment, this second, this day, that you continue to lift us up to do your will, Father. Father, when times get hard, we ask for your grace and your mercy. We ask for your comforting. We thank you that your yoke is strong enough to handle all of us, Father. Let the word come alive, Father. And, Father, give us rest, Father, in your bosom, Father. And just, Father, just keep us alive. Help us to continue to plant seeds, Father, wherever we go, Father. And, Father, help us to also remember that everything is controlled by you. You already know the plans for us, that everything that we bring to you, you already know about it, but you're taking care of it according to your will. And, Father, when we're tired, we just ask that you give us some rest, but don't let us quit, Lord. Help us to lean on and move on and continue to stand, Father. Not only just stand, but help us to stand for your righteousness, stand for your glory. And, Father, just when we can't pray no more, Father, send your Holy Spirit and let us utter it out, Father, in any and every manner that you see fit, even if it's just a deep breath, Father. We know in faith that you hear our heart. We know through the Holy Spirit that you understand our groans. And, Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you can take care of everything, Father, that you take care of all of our concerns, known and unknown. And again, Father, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the things you've done, you're doing, and the things you're going to do, not only for Sister Liddell and not only for Minister G, but for everybody that we're praying for, that's expecting prayer for us, and most of all, for those that have no one to pray for. And we thank you for this in Jesus Christ of Nazareth's name. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise you, Father, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we continue
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Minister Donna Hawkins, Mother, Mother Newsom and her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins. And, Lord, we just pray for your healing virtue to keep them. Oh, God, keep them strong. Keep them healthy. Keep them well, oh, God. I thank you for divine protection for them as they are the elderly women, oh God, who stood in the gap for us to get to the place where we are, oh God. I ask you to give them blessings like never before. And I thank you, Father God, for the good report that you gave us. We thank you that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And we thank you for that good report for Minister Donna Hawkins' husband, Minister Hawkins, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that your report was a report that they believed, and your report came forth, oh God, with your grace and your mercy. We thank you for healing his body and keeping him healthy and well all the days of his life. And Father, we just ask you to bless the Hawkins family, the Newsom family, and their church family as well, oh God. And Lord, I thank you for Sister Bell who came on, my daughter, Katrina. We lift up her daughter, Priya, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for that precious child that you gave her as a gift, oh God, her daughter, who's having a little one, oh God. And Lord, we ask you to protect the unborn child as well, keep the mother's hot blood pressure at normal levels, keep the sugar at normal levels, oh God. And Father, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask of you or think in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for your healing virtue going through our Tria's body in Jesus' name. We thank you for protecting the baby. We thank you for an easy delivery, oh God. We thank you for protecting the baby in the womb as well as when the baby comes out, oh God. We pray a hedge of protection around the baby and the mother as they go into labor and delivery. But we thank you that it will not be, the baby will not come ahead of time. The baby,
yes.
We thank you for the baby staying in the womb the whole time and getting everything that the baby needs. We thank you for the nourishment, the strength that you're giving the baby through the mother in Jesus' name. We thank you for a healthy diet. And, Lord, we lift up her other daughter, Precious, oh, God. I thank you for little Precious, oh, God. I thank you for Jabria and her sister, oh, God, this morning, the Precious children, Bianca, oh, God, that came on and sang this morning. I thank you for all the children that are represented on here this morning, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands, great-great-grands, oh, God. And I pray a hedge of protection around all the children, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you, Father God. I bind the spirit of the cosmic creator that come against the spirit that would put the spotlight of the world to make it appear more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. We decree and declare that spirit has been broken off of our children in Jesus' name. We render that spirit powerless and weak in the name of Jesus. We declare that the generation that is being birthed will have a thirst and a hunger for you, God, and for your the things that concern you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, release your anointing, Father God. In the name of Jesus, upon our children like never before, oh, God, release prayer warriors in the elementary schools, the middle schools, the high schools, and the colleges, oh, God. Release your anointing, oh, God, to the technical colleges, the beauty schools, and all the places of training and education for our children. God, anoint young people to represent you in the marketplaces, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that our children will not go the way of the enemy. We bind the hand of the enemy that has come against our children. We say our children shall live and not die. Oh, Father God, break the curse of the fatherless generation from our children. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the fathers being released in the nation, oh, God, in this nation and throughout the world. We bind every foul spirit of abortion, oh, God. Deal with the powers that be concerning innocent bloodshed in the land. Even when the doctors come to the mothers and say, I think that this baby needs to be aborted, they will be retarded, blah, 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 blah. Father, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. We say that every mother that you put impregnated with a child, the baby shall live and not die. We declare them for your works, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And the devices sent against our children from the womb to college are broken in Jesus' name. Every spirit of idolatry released to seduce the next generation is broken. All generational curses are broken off of our children. The blessings and the anointing of the Lord are penetrating and spreading throughout the bloodline of the next generation in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Lord God, for our children focusing on you, being steadfast on you, running hard after you like a deer that runs after the water brook. So, Father, protect our children. Keep our children safe, oh, God. We cry out to you, oh, God. Have mercy, oh, God. Many of our children are committing murders. Many of our children are out there in the name of Jesus. Many of our children, Father God, are in places they should not be, oh, God. But, Lord, even way to the abortion clinic, cut them off, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let our children get good common sense, oh, God, and realize that you gave them those babies. I thank you. I decree and declare no abortions taking place today, that our children, the unborn, will live and not die. Have mercy, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, convict those mothers, convict those fathers that are giving money to get rid of those babies, oh, God. And we thank you for the next generation being a generation of holy, a holy generation, oh, God. And we thank you for doing our Bible story, man, and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I have an announcement to make this morning. Don't hang up. We're almost closing out. In November 13th through the 15th, it's called Women of Worship. You're invited to a prayer gathering. Men are invited as well. A prayer gathering. There'll be many speakers. there'll be many worshipers, many intercessors, and it is going to be in Daytona, Florida. If you need more information, call me, and I'll give you more information concerning it. It's going to be in Daytona Beach, Florida, November the 13th through the 15th, so you're invited. And also a prayer retreat coming up in September, and I'll give you more information about that later. The other announcement, important announcement, to let you know, no Bible story next Saturday. It's the fifth Saturday, and we have off. So just enjoy yourself, sleep late, whatever the Lord allows you to do that. Praise the Lord right on. Jackie, press one. Jackie, you press one.
I was just coming back on, darling.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got it. All right. Well, Father, I lift up Sister Jackie, and you know the things that she has to do. Take care of the elderly. And I thank you, Father God, for a hedge of protection around her. Give her strength and energy. You know she has a husband and children, oh God. So, Father, I thank you for all that you have for her hands. I thank you for teaching Sister Jackie's hands to war, her fingers to fight. And I thank you, Father God, for that mighty word that you put in her mouth for the elderly, in Jesus' name. All right, anybody else have anything they want to share this morning before we go? Anybody have anything they want to share? Closing time. All right, it is closing time on Bible Storyland this morning. So I just thank God for each of you on Bible Storyland. I thank you for Bible Storyland. This is our closing time. Remember, study God's word, obey God, live godly lives, bless the Lord daily, let his praise be continually in your mouth. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord, love him with all your heart, soul, and strength. I love each of you, and you already know God loves you more than I can ever love you. So love on him, too, and be obedient. Talk to you the first Saturday in September. Will be Senior Citizens Day. So I look forward to talking to each of you again. Love you. God loves you more. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye. Amen.
Amen.
Thank each of you for coming on.
I thank you for praying for me, this minister.
Amen. Mr. DeVoe, you heard her?
Yes.
Yes, amen.
I thank you so much.
I appreciate it. It was a blessing.
All right. Hope to hear you some more.
Amen.
All right.
Praise the Lord on that.
Amen. Love y'all.
All right, God bless.
God bless y'all.